All right, hanging out here talking with Cruz Vallis. How's everything going, Cruz?
Not so bad ever. Thanks for having me, my man.
Yeah, no problem. We're going to play your song that you did with Riley Taylor in just a bit called My Kind. But first, let's let people get to know a bit more about you. A little shocking. I didn't know. Maybe I partially kind of knew this, but you are actually from the east coast of Canada, even though you do reside here in BEAU, Tiefel, Alberta.
Yes, sir. That's correct. I was born out there, born in Bridgewater, Nova Scotia, but I moved around a lot as a kid. So I spent like 7 years in Fredericton there, and I've been out west for going on like 10 years now, something like that.
Okay. So what just inspired the move out west? Was it a musical decision? Was it just work? Because I know you do sort of construction jobs.
Man, I was young, honestly. It was a parent's decision, honestly, and it was just opportunity. So I guess you could probably say a bit of both. Like, I mean, I've been ripping construction for going on 4 years now, so I was very fortunate to grow up in a very blue collar household. And as far as music goes, especially country music, I've always had, you know, the opportunities to pursue anything like that out here. Like, it's always just been very welcoming. So honestly, it's a big W on the parents' point. Like, they really set me up, and they were just trying to look out for me. So
what is that sort of like going from the East Coast to Alberta, or even, I know you lived in BC for a bit, sort of, what is that? Is there like almost like a bit of a culture shock when you make that kind of move, or is it just standard?
Dude, yeah, man. Like when I remember when we drove out from Fredericton, because we drove across Canada in like a Toyota Corolla. There was like five of us in there with a dog on our lap. And like, we had like an 8-foot U-Haul like dragging behind us. I remember when we got like to Edmonton and I saw Edmonton for like the first time, I was like, man, they build buildings that high. I was like, that's crazy. Cause like, you can't build like over like, I don't know, 600 feet or something like that, like in Fredericton, to keep like historical heritage. But I remember when I saw Edmonton for the first time, I was like, man, like, that's wild. And my whole like worldview changed. And then right out of high school, I moved out to Vancouver there in BC, and I was like, man, that was a whole other culture shock, dude. Like, I was seeing things for the first, like, I'd never lived in a city that big. Edmonton was huge in my world. And then I lived out in Vancouver, and I was like, man, like, there's just so much to explore and so much to see, and so many people. Like, it was just, it's incredible, man. Like, I've got to do a lot in my young early life. So
you must not have driven through Toronto then, if you didn't notice this, how big the CN Tower was when you came to Edmonton. Like, oh, this is big.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, absolutely, man. CN Tower's wild.
Oh, so how did you get your start going in music? Was it from a musical family? I know the East Coast tends to be, at least stereotypically, a very musical place.
Yeah, dude, honestly, like, my family, like, has always had some sort of, like, guitar at the kitchen counter. Like, my grandfather, he played, like, every instrument under the sun, really. You could put anything in his hand, he'd be able to figure it out. And from that background to, you know, I sang. I was in some choirs and whatnot in school and whatever, and that kind of gave me some fundamentals for, you know, knowing how to sing and, you know, having some, like, technique and whatever. And honestly, man, like, I've just always liked to sing. Like, I've just always been a very, you know, outgoing, outspoken person. And I just, like, express myself through music. And it's just sort of my escape, really. Like, I've always just really loved music. As far as pursuing music, really, I've only been doing that for, like, 3 years now. I learned how to play guitar just over 3 years ago. And when COVID was hitting there, I was like, got a guitar for Christmas. And I was like, might as well learn how to play. Man, it's honestly been new for, like, the career artist side of it. But as far as, like, the music's always been there.
So what was that moment for you when you then decide? Was it just the pandemic where it's just like, okay, I want to actually try to pursue this for an actual career? And I mean, construction, you can make some pretty good money in. So I imagine it's might be a bit of a gamble when you decide to possibly make that leap to a full-time musician, but.
Yeah, man, it's honestly a toss up. Like, when I got my guitar for Christmas, as I said there, and during COVID, like, everything was shut down. And so I was like, well, might as well start, you know, figuring out how to use this thing. So I played a Luke Combs song, Dear Today. My mom actually heard it. She was like, you sound good singing country. And I was like, I think you should, like, would you ever think about doing it? Cause I'd always wanted to do something like musical, like as a career, like performing wise. I've always just really liked that, like entertaining, but I wasn't really set on like what I wanted to do. She was like, would you ever want to like pursue country music? And I was like, that could be it. So I started you know, I started writing music. Like, I've always been big into songwriting and just, you know, gaining as much knowledge about it as I can. Like, I've always listened to country music. I always grew up in small towns, very blue collar, working class family. And we all like old school rock, you know, punk rock, and country music was always very adamant in my younger years. So, I mean, it's kind of always just been there. And as far as like the toss up between construction and music goes, it's really, I've been fortunate enough to have that work life balance with my job and also music as well. So I'm able to divide my time evenly until I'm able to make that full leap and be like financially sufficient enough to do music full time, obviously, because that's what it comes down to, right?
So the song we're getting ready to hear here right quick is My Kind. You're performing it with one of our past headliners, Riley Taylor. It's also written by Adam Newcomb, who is the producer, Jesse Slack, whose music we've played here on the show before, and Daryl Scott, who just won a SoCan award for Rodeo Queen with Jade Eagleson there for songwriting. So sort of how this song come to you and what made you guys really want to pursue cutting the song and putting it out there in the world?
Man, well, we were looking for a summer release and we wanted to do a collaboration with Riley and myself. And Daryl and Nuke and Slack had this sitting. And Daryl, you know, sent it to us and he was like, hey man, like, do you want to like have a listen to this song and listen to it? And it honestly, it took no time to be like, yeah, like we should put this out for sure. We recorded it in such a chill way, man. We literally came from a songwriting trip down in Nashville and we recorded it in the Airbnb in Ontario on our way back. Like the night, like the day that we got back, we recorded it in the Airbnb, cut vocals for it. And I mean, Nuke absolutely crushed the production on it as he always does. And the songwriting on it's incredible. You know, it really speaks for the working class, you know, my kind of people, like the people I come from. So it was meant to be. It was one of those things. And I mean, it was awesome to collaborate with them boys. And I can't wait to see, you know, what we do in the future together.
So was it originally written for two people to sing or was it just kind of slightly altered when it's okay, you and Riley are going to do it?
Man, like when you talk about taking something from like a work tape to putting it, you know, through production and putting the work to it, it went through a lot of stages. It went through a lot of building stages. And I think a lot of it just came from doing it live. And I mean, Riley has his own interpretations and inflections that he puts in music that is in it. Like you don't get it from anybody else. Like he put his own spin on it and his own feelings into this song to where he made it his own when he was singing. And it's honestly so incredible to work with somebody who takes that much time and puts that much effort into putting out music. Cause you know, in the end, that's what it's about. The music is what people are here for. Right. But originally, man, the song, I don't know if it was intended to be a duet, but it ended up being a duet. And I think it's the only way really that it could be done. Like I'll play it on my own, but honestly, like I play it on my own at gigs, but honestly having it as like having two people rocking on it, it's the way it's supposed to. I feel as though as interpreting the song, I feel as though it's the way it was meant to be.
So I know it's 2024. We only got a few months left of it. Sort of what do you got planned going for the rest of the year and into 2025?
Man, really, I'm just writing. Like I got a lot of writes booked. I'm really trying to get just really heavy into the writing mindset and just getting new material going and just sort of being creative, just trying to do my thing and not rushing. I got a lot of rights set up and we're going to be getting back into the studio. Little spoiler, I might be having a song coming out in the next couple months, so potentially before the end of 2024, but do not hold me to that. But man, other than that, it's honestly just working as usual, man. You know, construction don't stop, buildings need to be built, songs need to be sung, so it's still gonna be a grind, man. 2025 is gonna be a wicked year, and I'm super excited for people to see what we do have in store.
Well, My Kind, it is a fun song there you and Riley have cut together. Can't wait for them to hear it. They're going to hear it right quick. Thank you so much for taking the time to hang out today, Cruz.
Thanks so much, Everett, my man. I really appreciate it, brother.